We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now it's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf says the city is due to receive $14.5 million in infrastructure funding, and that will help pay for improvements near the proposed waterfront stadium for the A's. Seem, however, a little less optimistic. Phil, $14.5 million is just a drop in the bucket, isn't it, for the overall cost of the infrastructure improvements?
Yeah, it is. And it's a pretty big bucket that they're talking about, too. First of all, you know, Mayor Libby Schaaf's got this $14.5 million from the feds to improve, you know, bike lanes, intersections, or pedestrian walkways and the like for the West Oakland, Jack London area. And she says most of that's going to go into Jack London, into the area where the A's are proposing a billion-dollar stadium and residential houses and hotel and everything else down there, this mega project. But that still puts them really, really short. They're going to get another $260. They're in line to get $1 million from the state. That's yours and my money for the port to do infrastructure work as well. But that still leaves them about $150 million short. And there's a big question. They're talking about possibly some sort of revenue bond, which may or may not put the city on the tab for it. But, you know, all this is coming, and the mayor's announcement, it's not that big of an announcement, but it's the timing of it. Because today as well, news broke in Las Vegas that the A's have put a bid in for a site in the Las Vegas area as well. We don't know where the site is specifically, but it shows that they are moving on what the team president, Dave Cavallo, calls the parallel path. And right now, I would say it looks like 50-50 them going there.
So did the A's respond specifically to Libby Schaaf's announcement of the grant money?
Yeah, they said it's a move in the right direction, but there's still a ways to go. They still don't have a deal with the city. They're still not clear about who's going to pay for what. The A's are not necessarily happy with various things that the city has done, including like sort of ignored the deal that they brought to the table, instead gave them their other one. The city gave them, here's the deal, you take this. There's a question about the future of the Coliseum. At the time when the A's were trying to secure that site, the city has gone into negotiations with another group. So you got all of this going on, and it's getting muddier. And meanwhile, so the A's are sort of smiling and saying, yeah, this is a good move. Let's see how it goes. Maybe we can get a vote. Maybe we can work a deal out. But we're not, you know, betting on it. We're moving, you know, forward with the idea of Vegas as well. And we're moving from the idea of researching whether a move to Vegas would be a right one into the idea of specific sites in Las Vegas. So, like I said, you got two stories going on here simultaneously, and I'm not sure which way it's going to turn out. But $14.5 million isn't going to swing it.
Yeah, the stories are moving along simultaneously, but I'm not sure they're going to join together. They could stay separate.
Yeah, there's a good chance that what's basically happening is the A's are said, look, if we can come to a deal with Oakland, we'll stay in Oakland. If we can't, then we're going to move. Now, Oakland's saying, look, we have a deal. We have a deal. And the A's are saying, yeah, but that's not the deal we wanted. That's not the deal we asked for. So you can have a deal, but that doesn't mean we've got a deal. And we're going to go to Las Vegas where we maybe get a deal. And that could be what winds up. The third team exits Oakland.
We shall see. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.